CA Services. This item will be presented by Ms. Wu.
Good morning. Thank you, Executive Director Marrero. Good morning, board. Good morning, Jeff. I have an exciting item for you today. So for the past several months, Bureau has been collaborating with the City of Buffalo, Commissioner Badman of Finance and his team in the City Comptroller's Office to work on the transition from HUD's entitlement funds to fully come to Bureau outside of DPW. With the intention to also be the financial administrators of DPW. So it's actually all inclusive. In order to be able to do that, we had to determine what staff we would need to be able to do this, right? So we determined there's a few people we would need. And what this item is going to do is ask you for approval for one of those positions, okay? We've been going through for several months a rigorous process in an attempt to find the title of Deputy Director of FCA, which would be my right-hand person to assist in this transition, prepare reconciliations, assist with technical assistance with our accounting staff, things of that nature. So I'm going to read the item, which will seek the approval for this person. Back in August 2023, the Bureau Board approved an item seeking to procure CFO Solutions Plus to complete home fiscal monitoring. Procuring these services ensured Bureau remained compliant with the fiscal monitoring of home projects while we searched for a qualified person to hire for that position. In January 2024, we hired a home grant monitor to perform the home grant monitoring. In addition to monitoring those home projects, the outside consultant trained that home grant monitor on their monitoring duties and provided the technical support needed for that person to be successful. In August 2024, the Bureau Board approved a contract increase of $10,000, bringing that total contract for that home monitoring consultant to $41,000. Currently, we are receiving an allocation of HUD fund. We receive an allocation of HUD funding annually as a subrecipient of the annual HUD entitlement allocation. Beginning September 2025, Bureau will be entering into a new subagreement, which will allocate all of the HUD entitlement funds to Bureau, and Bureau will become the sole subrecipient of the balance allocation, with the exception of the CDBG allocation that the Department of Public Works. As part of this transition, it was determined that three additional staff members would need to be hired by Bureau to assist with the administration of this funding. These positions include a Deputy Director of FCA, who will play a pivotal role in assisting the Director of FCA in the supervision and technical assistance of FCA staff, assisting with various reconciliations of the HUD funds, assisting in the documenting of policies and procedures, and assisting with month-end. This item seeks approval to procure a consultant who will act as Deputy Director of FCA by entering into a new six-month agreement with CFL Solutions Plus, not to exceed $54. Any questions?
What? Were you going to explain
Additionally, I can give the board an update on the recruitment process for the other two positions. So the other two positions are a paralegal position to help with the bevy of contracts that are to come into Bureau, and also a budget analyst that will watch all of these budgets. We have identified through a recruitment process over the last couple of months two very strong candidates. We're moving them forward, hopefully to issue offer letters to them. We think that those two candidates added to the CFO Solutions forms that kind of that triple team, that three-person team that will be necessary to take on this additional work.
I'd say that it's very creative that you're hiring a contractor to serve as deputy rather than hiring an in-house personnel or hiring somebody to be in-house to serve as the deputy. So is this intended to be a short-term resolution?
It's a short-term resolution. We're continuing our search for deputy directors. We've hired or we've interviewed many people. We've interviewed internal people, we've interviewed external people, and we haven't had success in finding the right fit.
Okay. And I can understand.
Yeah, so what we're working in is a market that we need to find, which is pretty much a senior accountant.
Mm-hmm.
In a market where that is very tight.
Mm-hmm.
With some of our restrictions, you know, residence restriction. Mm-hmm. We're pretty much in the office, so we're not remote.
Mm-hmm.
And in that industry, in that profession, you have a lot of these professionals working remote, mm-hmm. working outside the city, working sometimes in other states.
Yep.
For somebody like Freemaxit.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been diligently attempting to fill that as a permanent role. We'll continue to do that, working with a recruiter, using an ADP module for our career development, mm-hmm. to also posting on Indeed, our own website, LinkedIn. Doing what we can, LinkedIn, just trying to aggressively get candidates in the door. And anyone that comes in that is even close to those minimums, we sit down with. And in fact, one of the candidates for one of the other two positions came in applying for the deputy director. Didn't really fit that part, but continued discussion with that person about what about the analyst spot. And so that seems to be a really good fit for that person. So we continue to look.
I take it the same restrictions are not beholden to the consultant, so they can live outside the city. They can
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. There you go.
And the reason we're choosing CFO Solutions is because the person that is going to us that we hope to approve to do this has already been here for a while, right? So he knows a lot of our processes and the things we do.
Mm-hmm.
So to us, it just seemed like an obvious fit for now as we continue to search for deputy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when taking on such a strong and large obligation that SDA is about to do with this transition, that truly is to move forward, right? We need somebody with strong skills who has a knowledge of what we do and has had some knowledge. So that's been helpful. Been a very difficult search. And the HR team has really probably over the last year and a half been searching off and on for this deputy that cannot be found. So the fact that we have Mike in place and the CFO Solutions, you know, willing to do this for us for a while strengthens that there will be no errors or, you know, challenges we may face with such huge transition that's going to be for the city and for Europe, not just us.
Are there any other questions on the item? Seeing none, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second. Ms. Chambers, second by Mr. Masworthy. All in favor? Okay. Any opposed or abstained? Nope, seeing none, that motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have item number 4, information updates as needed. Are any needed? At this time, we have no items. Okay. We don't have need for an executive session. So that just takes us to our final item, which is adjournment. Is there a motion? Ms. Stone. Woman, we stand adjourned. Thank you. Thank you so much. And these residents are aware, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, they're reading. Okay, well, good. So we can just start reaching out that way. We don't.
Are using federal money.
Okay.
That are city commands now become Europe. So the promoters, instead of seeing someone down the wall, just saying it would be this clock.
But, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.